Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton, President of Commission Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. I'll call the meeting back to order, and we're gonna start with weed.
Yes.
And finish up with pest. So let's get into the budget, please. Let's get into the weeds.
Alright.
Okay, go.
I know, that's what my budget is.
Chair, Commissioners, yeah, we're gonna jump in to the weed budget, and then we'll jump into. Again, these are a lot smaller budgets than facilities, so we'll kind of get through. So let's work on the function, go through the mission, kind of do some highlights and same thing that we did. The Kent County Weed and Pest Department is responsible for ensuring that property owners control weeds and pests on their land to comply with Idaho law and county ordinances. This includes removing weeds that threaten public safety and preventing the spread of invasive species. The department works with property owners to create weed and pest management plans, offering services such as spraying and mowing for a fee. If property owners fail to address weed and pest issues, the department can take legal action to remove the problem at the owner's expense, with unpaid costs added to property tax bills. The department goal is to keep the community safe and protect the environment through effective weed and pest control. Down to the mission statement, under the direction of the Board of Kent County Commissioners, our mission is to ensure a safe and healthy community by partnering with property owners to manage and control noxious weeds and pests in accordance with Idaho Code Title 22, Chapter 24, Weeds, and Idaho Code Title 25, Chapter 26, Pest, as well as county ordinances, species, and other threats are effectively addressed. So kind of the total for FY26 for weed is, for this year, is $543,750. That's an increase from last year of $7,304.56. Here's a little bit of the read report. I really want to go on. I want to kind of look at the number of work orders received this year in 25 is 209. Number that is completed. We're still early. It's really going to explode here shortly. But the one down below, the weed complaints, this is the one that I've been really vocal the last year about. I want you to take a look at 24 from 23. Number of complaints received, we received 191 complaints last year. This is individuals complaining on a neighbor or somebody else. Fiscal 23 year was 84. Once we made that change, that's a huge, substantial amount. And so it takes us a lot of time to be able to go out and look at every complaint and work. So right now we have 47, and it's, as you guys know, right now the weeds are just starting to really grow. It's gonna explode, it's already exploded. We can see the numbers increase dramatically right now. So I just really, the complaints are huge. I mean, and it's tough to get people to comply. All right, moving on. Again, just kind of the, what we got from the auditor's office, very helpful with the change. Accomplishments for fiscal year 25, we had a new staff member, provide continuous training opportunities for technicians, new weed ordinance, number 24-004 identifies nuisance weeds and details control procedures. That was the one that we just did not too long ago, and it's been very helpful. It streamlines things up so much better for us. And instead of us going out multiple times, really cuts our time in half.
Perfect.
Updated the website. Clients can upload photos and submit detailed requests now. So that's been a huge help. Again, that's a lot of work with IT staff going on GI, everything that we use. I mean, IT's been a huge help on that. Fiscal year 26 goals. Of course, the first one is I am going to do a 3% increase starting October 1st. Every 2 years, I want to kind of keep going on this increase, a small increase of our rates. And of course, one of our goals is provide continuous training opportunities for technicians. But something else on there is one of our goals is we always want to hit that revenue. That revenue of 180 is a big deal for us. sometimes we are at the mercy of the weather. The wind, you can't spray. If there's no wind, you can't spray. If there's wind over 10 miles an hour, we can't spray. But I'll kind of talk to when we don't spray, what are we doing? And it'll really show on the pest side of what we've been tackling. So when I get to that, I'll kind of show you what's going on there. This year, we are getting rid of comp time. I do have 4 technicians that are on this side. I kind of just did a rounded number guess. I want to kind of see how this plays out for this year. I put $20,000 for overtime. I want to take a year or two to kind of adjust to this and then see if I need to reduce it down or whatever. I mean, because it's, and our staff members do work 4/10s. So I have rotated the technicians out there. So I do have technicians out on site 5 days a week. So I have individuals that take Monday through Thursday, and then I have a couple technicians that work Tuesday through Friday. We made that change because anytime we can spray, we need to be spraying. So this new classifications, this is something I'm still working with HR and early on, and I've had multiple conversations with the chief on this. I'm trying to figure out a way. I want to do something for our staff. I mean, some of our staff have 7 to 8 licenses. I know it's part of their job description, but for a retention tool, I'm trying to figure out a way or how I would like to do $1.50 per technician. Again, it's just to retain these individuals. We've already had a couple individuals that they've been approached by different outside agencies or departments, or just the self-employed individuals trying to get them to work. Again, I can't maintain our revenues and keep up with this if I'm losing staff. So I'm just a retention. I'm just asking. Again, this is revenue based, so a little bit of this goes back. But the total for the 4 technicians on the weed side would be $15,046, and that's with benefits and everything.
Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question for you, Rick, on the comp time. So, and this is coming to a theater near you, I think, in the rest of your presentation. But with your weed sprayers, sometimes that comp time was nice for them to have maybe at different times of the year when they were not as busy. But you're adjusting that because there's other work that you're now training or putting them in for?
No, so what we're doing is, like, when it's windy and stuff like that, we are working on owl boxes, installing owl boxes and stuff. But I just kind of heard through the, like, comp time's kind of going away
right
countywide. And so I want to just implement some overtime in there. Again, I look at it, my staff works 4/10s. They get a 3-day weekend all the time. You know, and if they do work some overtime or somebody wants to volunteer, come work a half a day on Friday, I would rather have them be out spraying, getting those revenues in, and paying a small amount of overtime if we had to for it.
Yeah.
I get where you're saying comp time, they could utilize it in the winter, but I just thought that was kind of the process countywide that it was going to, that we were kind of getting rid of comp time. I know facilities got rid of comp time last year, so.
Right.
3 years ago, sorry. But again, I'm open. If the county wants to keep comp time, then I just thought this was a direction that the county was going countywide.
Right, and that discussion is happening. I guess this part of the job, where it's weather dependent and you have seasonal kinds of things, I was just asking the question because that could, maybe I'm asking for what works for your staff and you're the director, but if that's a retention kind of a incentive, then I would want to look at that for this department, not necessarily for others. So,
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Van Beek, I've kind of heard it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I've had staff that said, hey, if I work overtime, I need the money.
Okay.
But then I've heard, you know, when you start out new with your brand new staff, you don't get as much vacation, right? So I've had it both ways. Here's my problem that I got before. Somebody would have so much comp time, and next thing, we were in busy times, and before the comp time doesn't roll over after the fiscal year, they have to use it. And now I got somebody that has a month of comp time and they're gone for a month.
Right.
So that's where it was tough to be able to still get that work completed.
Yeah. No, thanks for allowing the question.
I see it both ways. It really puts us in a hard position.
Yeah.
I really had that in facilities, because we would have guys with 150 hours comp time from the fair, you know, and, you know, doing the whole month of fair, 10-hour days, and they'd have comp time, and then I would be scrambling, how am I going to get this work completed, because they're trying to use their time before that October 1st, and it just, and then if you don't use over 20 hours, and I don't know if that's still it, they pay you out for it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still correct? So, to me, I'd rather see it overtime.
Yeah. And
I thought this was the direction the county's going anyway, so.
No, and you're not wrong. I just wanted to ask the question, so thanks for entertaining the question.
I hope I answered you.
You did. Nope.
Okay.
So, any questions on the A? All right, this is the only page for B. This is just the only one I'll talk to is the gopher bounty. I increase a couple thousand dollars. That's just the public bringing in gopher tails, and we pay a dollar a tail, and I can just see kind of where we're at year to date. We're above that level, so I just increased it a little bit. So besides that, a couple small increases, but that's pretty much the B budget. There's not a lot. So we only have one on the capital side of things, and this was something that I had the commissioners come out and tour and kind of look at our needs out there. We would like to expand our vehicles park, just expand it so we can enclose it for wintertime, so we don't have to empty out our chemicals and anything, because there's times that we can still spray if it gets over a certain temperature. We can still spray, but at nights when it drops below that 32, we just don't want our equipment to freeze. But if I have an enclosed area, then we can keep our trucks in there and not have to worry about our equipment freezing up and breaking.
So you can enclose that for 32?
So I'm not sure. What I did is I split it between the two.
Oh, okay. All right. That
32.5 for both. I mean, that's what we do quite a bit out there, split.
Sure.
Because, I mean, again, it is both
things.
Divisions.
Yep. Okay.
Any questions on weed?
Questions on the weed then?
I don't have any, Chairman.
So we'll put that in and go forward with that as a draft. Clerk, do you have any questions on it? All right. Let's go to pest, if that's okay.
And this is...
Do we need to, let's do this. Let's take a few second pause and we'll stop the recording. We'll start it back up under pest.
Okay.
All right.